In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, on this most holy morning in which our Lord Jesus passed over from death to life, we are gathered here in vigil and in prayer. This is the Passover of the Lord, in which, by hearing His word and celebrating His blessings, we share in His victory over death. Let us pray. O God, you are like a refiner's fire, and your Spirit enkindles the hearts of your faithful people with the fire of your love. Bless, we implore you, this new flame and those who keep this joyful Easter festival, that burning with desire for life with you, we may be found rightly prepared to share in the feast of light which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Christ Jesus, the same, yesterday, today, and forever, the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and the Omega. His are time and eternity. His are the glory and dominion, now and forever. By His wounds we have healing, both now and forever. Amen. May the light of Christ, who is risen in glory from the dead, scatter all the darkness of our hearts and minds. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, pour out on us your abundant blessing, that all who in true faith share this day in joyful celebration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead may be filled with your heavenly benediction. Once we were in darkness, but now we are in the light, even Christ Jesus our Lord.
The light of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
The light of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
The light of Christ. Rejoice now, all you heavenly choirs of angels. Rejoice now, all creation. Sound forth trumpet of salvation, and proclaim the triumph of our King. Rejoice to all the earth in the radiance of the light now poured upon you, and made brilliant by the brightness of the everlasting King. Know that the ancient darkness has been forever banished. Rejoice, O Church of Christ, clothed in the brightness of this light. Let all this house of God come ring out with rejoicing, with the praises of all God's faithful people.
O Lord, O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God,
hear us.
Paschal Lamb, who was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world. Who was crucified for our transgressions and raised for our justification. Who foretold your passion, saying, "The Son of Man must be crucified and on the third day rise again." Who destroyed death by dying and by rising to life again brought life and immortality to light. Whose resurrection was first announced by an angel to the women. Who appeared to Mary Magdalene and was worshipped by her. Who revealed yourself to the two disciples on the Emmaus Road and made yourself known to them in the Scriptures and in the breaking of the bread. Who appeared to the disciples, bestowing on them your peace and your spirit. Who showed your wounded hands and side to the Apostle Thomas, that he too might believe. Who appeared to seven disciples on the Sea of Tiberias, bringing a miraculous catch of fish. Who appeared to Peter and to the 12, to over 500 disciples, to James and to all the apostles, and to Paul on the Damascus Road. Who commissioned your church to make disciples of all nations by baptizing and teaching them. By your glorious resurrection from the dead. By your victory over sin and death.
Good Lord,
by the majesty of your risen body.
Good Lord,
we poor sinners implore you
to hear us,
that we may daily die and rise with you in our baptism and walk in the freedom of your forgiveness. That we may set our minds on things above and not on earthly things, serving others as we have been served by you.
Grant us, Lord.
That we may dwell with you forever in the new creation as citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem, together with all the saints.
Grant us, Lord.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. O Lord, O Christ, O Lord. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you made this most sacred morning to shine with the glory of the Lord's resurrection. Preserve in us the spirit of adoption, which you have given so that, made alive in body and soul, we may serve you purely. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Job chapter 19. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel, according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood, weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing. But she did not know that it was him. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the crucified. Amen. By definition, God cannot die. And yet, in Christ Jesus, he did. Jesus had given up his spirit. His soul departed from his body. He was dead. Joseph of Arimathea secured Jesus' lifeless body and took him to his own new tomb. Nicodemus provided over 75 pounds of aloes and myrrh for burial preparation. They secured the stone over the low entrance to the tomb. Roman soldiers were sent to protect the tomb from any tricks by the disciples who could fake Jesus' resurrection by stealing his body. The Roman seal was affixed to the tomb to ensure its security. Jesus Christ was crucified, died, and was buried. The disciples of Jesus, along with the women who followed Jesus and supported him in his ministry, believed in him as the Christ, the Messiah. He was God's anointed one, his chosen one for the redemption of Israel. Jesus was truly the Son of God, they believed. No matter how much they believed, no matter what Jesus had done, healed the sick, cast out demons, raised the dead, death was death. Jesus was dead, and the dead can do nothing. The work of Jesus was over. The religious leaders had won. Over 3 years was spent following Jesus and trusting in him. He was God's prophet. But like all the others who had gone before, including his own relative, John the Baptizer, Jesus was now dead. Sabbath rest was required for all the Jews, so Jesus' burial on that Friday evening was hurried. The women did not get to pay their last respects. It was Sunday morning when they went back to the tomb. Mary Magdalene led the way. They were ready now to properly care for their great and beloved teacher, to see him one last time and say their goodbyes. As they came near to that tomb, they found the stone rolled away from the entrance. The soldiers guarding were out cold upon the ground, and Jesus was not there. Angels came and told the women that Jesus was no longer dead, but alive again. What wonderful news that would truly be, if only they could comprehend. Could that really be? He who was so thoroughly beaten, killed, alive again. Mary Magdalene ran to tell Peter and John. They too came and had to see for themselves. The tomb was empty, and they marveled. They wondered at the sight. Yes, God in Christ died on the cross. The impossible had happened. God was dead. But could God really, really stay dead? What kind of God would allow death to win? What kind of God could stay dead, even if he could die? Jesus had told Martha, his dear friend, that he himself was the resurrection and the life. It was a great I am statement of Jesus, where he reveals himself as Yahweh God in human form, in the flesh. Of course, God has power over the dead. Death is only a mere interruption in this life. The soul, of course, continues on forever, and the body must too, or else man is incomplete. Jesus went to his friend Lazarus's tomb, and he called him by name, even though he was dead. For the dead cannot hear. But Lazarus did. He was quickened once more and walked out of the tomb, alive again and well. So Jesus could certainly raise the dead. He is the resurrection and the life. But how could he raise himself from the dead? That seemed to his followers too much. Again, the dead can do nothing. A dead body can do nothing. How could they believe Jesus would rise from the dead if he himself, the resurrection and the life, was dead? Jesus had already been given a great chance to win a great victory. As he hung upon the cross, racked with pain and suffering, many people encouraged him to come down from the cross. Save yourself, and we will believe in you. What a powerful, miraculous image that would certainly be. Rome had done their worst. Jesus, beaten and bloodied, crowned his head with thorns, nailed him to a cross to die. Break free. Break free from those nails. Instantly heal himself. And that victory would be complete. That would not be enough. Not for God, and not for mankind's salvation. Forgiveness of sin does indeed require the shedding of blood, but the full wage for sin is death. The sacrifice for all sin must die. Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, must die. That was then the worst that could be done to Jesus. The pain, the suffering, the death. Sin's wage then was all paid up. It could do nothing more. Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, must then rise again. He could not stay dead. God cannot be defeated. God cannot die. In Christ Jesus, he was defeated and he did die, but not for long. After 3 days, in keeping with his own prediction, Jesus raised himself from the dead. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, and he takes it up again. God in the flesh was alive again, and now God would never die again. That sacrifice for all sin was now complete. The victory is won. Now, the evidence of the death of God was thorough, lifeless body, burial shroud sealed in a tomb. The evidence of the resurrection of God is even more so. The earth shook. That first Easter morning, the stone that sealed the tomb of the dead was rolled away. The professional soldiers were knocked out cold. Angels appeared to inform the women of the resurrection. And the tomb itself was empty of its possession. Jesus then appeared to Mary Magdalene and to the other women. He appeared to his own beloved disciples, and he showed Thomas his hands and his side. He ascended into heaven and later appeared to Paul on the road to Damascus. So what does all of this mean? Why is this day, the resurrection of our Lord, so very important? This day, this momentous event, drives everything now. It paves the way for the future, and it shapes the future. Death is not the end. We do not cease to exist. Our souls do not remain forever removed from our bodies. For death is swallowed completely up in victory. Your body, this body, will be raised again to incorruptible and to immortal status. You will inherit the new earth to live in it, to dwell in it, to enjoy it forever. This life we live now in service toward our Lord and our Savior Jesus foreshadows the perfect life still to come. We will forever, without end, get to serve Christ in His blessed kingdom as His own dear people. And we will dwell in righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as He is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all of eternity. We are no longer bound to this life only. This is not all that there is. It is only a small fraction, a tiny drop in the vast ocean of all of eternity. And truthfully, the best is yet to come. And it will only keep getting better. And all because of Jesus. And getting to be with Jesus forever. That is what this day is all about. That is why Easter is so very important. The resurrection of our God is our resurrection. For you were buried with Christ in baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead, you too shall rise and walk in newness of life. For you have been united with Him in His death. You are also united with Him in His resurrection. Now I will sing forever to Christ, my Savior true. My Lord will leave me never, where'er He passes through. He rends death's iron chain. He breaks through sin and pain. He shatters hell's grim thrall. I follow Him through all. And all because of the truth. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now and forever. Amen. We stand for prayer. For a holy fear at the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we would tremble no longer before the grave, but rejoice and live in the truth of His power to save, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the church, that by God's Spirit we would hold fast to the word preached to us, and receiving it with joy, take our stand in it and be saved by it. And that God would hinder all who would sow doubt into our hearts, granting us courage to confess its truth in our life and in our conversation. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who make and administer our laws, that God would frustrate the forces of evil and not let our leaders cooperate with them or further their goals. And for our armed forces, as they stand watch for us at home and abroad, that they would serve with honor and integrity, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the sick and those in any need, including those we name now in our own hearts. That the dawning light of the new creation in Christ would sustain them in faith, and that according to God's will, they would be granted renewed health as a foretaste of their eternal healing in Him. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who mourn, that the truth of Christ's empty tomb would comfort them, and that in the midst of their grief they may abide in the hope of His resurrection until the day when God wipes every tear from their eyes, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We join today in singing eternal alleluias with innumerable angels in festal gathering, with the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and with the spirits of the righteous made perfect. We bring these petitions before you, dear Father in heaven, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. After his resurrection, Jesus came and stood among the disciples and said,
"Peace be with you."
Peace be with you.
And also with you.
Jesus was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world?
Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
Our Lord says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies."
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.